May the peace of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's mighty anointing rest upon you in a mighty way. What times we are living in this hour. So many things that are transpiring. So many vile, evil things are taking hold of the minds of the masses of people. There is no sure direction today. Men cannot discern the difference between good and evil, what is just and unrighteous, what is right and wrong. They are given over unto unclean spirits to fulfill the very wicked desires of their own hearts. They have forsaken the name of Yahweh. They have forsaken the laws of Yahweh. And so man, by his own premonition, he does those things that are pleasing in his own sight. Yahweh will not honor that, my friends. He will not honor that. Neither will he honor a nation like the United States of America. She is not a nation that is honored by Yahweh. Nor are the laws of Yahweh impregnated in this nation. She is filled with all kinds of evil, wicked manifestations of her corruption. We see that in the politicians. We see that in the laymen. We see that in the general attitude of the masses. I was talking to a young politician today. He is running for the seat here, the 53rd district in South Carolina. And as we were talking, he said to me, "Pastor Roberts, it is one thing that I have found out while running for Congress." He said that politicians are wicked and evil individuals. That their desire, their hearts are so corrupt. He said, "I had not fathomed, nor had I given thought that these would be the types of people that I would encounter. It is almost a fearful thing that men, their hearts are so corrupt in this hour. And the reason why is because they will not honor Yahweh. They honor every kind of pagan deity and pagan religion. And when it comes to the true Creator, he is not exalted by his name. As the prophet Malachi prophesying by the anointing of Yahweh, the words of Yahweh, a son honoreth his father. He acknowledges his father. He gives great reverence unto his father. And he is very appreciative. A son honoreth his father. And a man that is in servitude or a servant, his master or his leader, the one that he is in bondage or in servitude to. Yahweh declares, if then I be a father, men will say that he is the father. But who is the father? Well, they will retort that God is the father. Well, what is this God that you call father? What is his name? You always say, if I be a father, where is mine, or where is the honor that ought to be bestowed upon me? And if I be the one that is supreme, where is my reverence or fear? You ought to know when you are in my presence, will you bring an offering unto me that is subpar? This nation and this religious Jezebel, that is known as this Babylonian, whorish Jezebel, her offerings, they are vile, they are unclean, they are offered with hands that are stained with sin. It's corrupt. The leaders are corrupt. The nation is corrupt. And they do not exemplify the qualities and the truth of Yahweh. And if Yahweh is our great Creator, then where is the fear for Him? Yahweh says, "All you priests, you leaders, you men that say you love me, that despise my name." When a man despises something, it is despicable. It is worthless. My friends, Yahweh the Father has a name. I know that there are men that are cowardly, and their traditions have made void the laws and the truth of Yahweh. And they will say, "Well, we will not bother with that. I want to know the Father's true name. And if He is the Creator, or if He is identified with this title that we call the Supreme One as God, Lords, then we ought to know His name. And once we know the name of the Father, then we ought to bestow the greatest of honors upon that name, to exalt it, to worship it, to bless that name, to respond to that name, to be filled with joy and strength when we hear that name. Yet this is a nation that despises the name of Yahweh. They say to Yahweh, 'How have we despised thy name?' He said, 'In your offerings unto me, you offer polluted bread upon my altar.' You say to him, 'Wherein have we polluted thee?' And that ye say that the table of Yahweh is contemptible. It is despised. It is worthless. It has no value at all. And so we bring before this great king offerings that are polluted. Our words are deceitful words. They are not filled with truth and love for the Father. But they're filled with our own selfish, covetous desire. And Yahweh will not strengthen that as this nation, as America, as she covet or she has covet other lands and governments and nations and riches of other countries, she will do whatever she desires to ascertain those things. And the priests of this nation are saying, 'We are going to build a strong nation.' No, we ought to be uplifting the name of Yahweh. We look for that eternal city, who builder and maker is Yahweh. We don't look for the hope of this nation. Our hope is in the truth, the pure words of Almighty Yahweh. Will we despise the name of Yahweh? And as He has given us a tremendous hope in Yahshua Messiah, the Yahshak of Yahweh, that He has sent this hope to bring knowledge and revelation of whom He is. Darkness upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh, He brings forth this excellent, begotten, anointed one from His bosom and gives Him the profound strength to reveal unto man that there is only one mighty one, and His name is Yahweh. And the Son came in the strength, in the name of the Father, he came in the unction, the power, the anointing, to preach unto this generation the truths of Almighty Yahweh. And we need to understand that, my friend. We cannot offer unto him things that are polluted, things that are contemptible. We must offer unto him a pure sacrifice from a pure heart. As we offer sacrifices of praises and thanksgivings unto Almighty Yahweh. For the scripture tells us that Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting, and that his law is the truth. We must walk in the truth of the laws of Yahweh. Men say today that those laws are not pertinent. Yet we will find men, they want to put the commandments in their buildings, in their rotundas, yet they will deny the third commandment, the name of Yahweh. It is not Lord, it is not God, but he has a name. I understand what religion has taught us, and our apostolic doctrines, and our Methodists, and Baptists, our Pentecostal. I understand these doctrines, yet it denies the power and the strength of the true identity of Yahweh. We are no more less, or we are doing the same thing as the Muslims do. They simply declare, Allah Akbar, God is great. Now that is what that Aramaic term means. It is not the name of their God, but they simply say that Allah Akbar, God is great. Now who is this one that we serve? Ah, the God of America is America. The God of her wealth is wealth. Greed. This nation is consumed by this covetous spirit. And I see the same thing in those that declare the name of the Father. I see a covetous greed that they live their segregated lives, yet they declare that Yahweh is great. There is no oneness, there is no long-suffering or love, kindness, one toward the other. And that ought not to be. We that are brethren, sisters of the faith, we should be able to live and to cohabitate one with another. The homosexual perverts of San Francisco, Asheville, North Carolina, they cohabitate in their communities together. And they will support one another in their filth, their vile, evil ways. You that say you name the name of Yahweh, and yet there is no consideration of your brothers and your sisters. What an evil thing! What a vile thing! We must, in this hour, brothers and sisters, we must lay down our covetous, selfish, greedy ways. And we must, as the apostles, as Kephar, Peter, and Yokohana, John, and Simeon, and Bartholomew, as that mighty point out on Pentecost, as Yahweh poured out the power and the strength of his Spirit, the Kodesh Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, not some Holy Ghost, not some demonic spirit. Do you not understand that that word goes? It invokes this terrifying thing, and that is not the name of the Spirit of Yahweh. If you have any courage and any desire to know truth, if you search things out, you will find out the origin or the etymology of the word goes. It is from the Sanskrit language. the language of the Indians and the Hinduism. And there is where that word came from. It was not, and it is not, a scriptural validated word. And that day of Pentecost, the Kodesh Ruah was poured out in a mighty way. And they were filled with the Spirit of Yahweh. Men on that day that had much, they sold, and they brought it all to the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto everyone that there was not one lacking at all. Now the body is lacking today because men are very covetous, greedy men, having their own desires, and thinking of their own flesh has nothing to do with the body. And they will say, well, I love the brothers. Well, if you do, Scripture says for you to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, I got wife and children. Well, Scripture says, husband, to love your wife as you love thine own self. So the love of Yahweh has no respect of person. And love is just pure. You will not entreat your wife or your sons and daughters wrong. And why would you do a brother that way? If you can live with your drunken son, a daughter that is embellished in whoredom and sin, dresses like a Jezebel, defy the laws of your home, yet you cannot live with a brother or a sister that fear Yahweh. No, you that declare that you love Yahweh, you will not cohabitate or live with the saints of Yahweh. You love this evil, wicked world. You love living amongst the lawless because you are lawless. And so you gravitate to those that are walking in the same kind of spirit that you are walking in. You dress like them, the daughters of Zion, the holy women of Yahweh, you're not dressed like this wicked world. You daughters of Yahweh, you men of Yahweh, you should warn the daughters, they should not be dressing in pants. You can see their anatomy prints. Something is wrong, my friend. Yet they will go to the house of Yahweh with their heads covered. And yet they have on slacks, like men. Shorts, like men. That ought not to be. There ought to be a modest dress, one that is clean, not according to the specs of this world. The young daughter should not be dressing, showing all their bodily features that ought not to be. They ought to wear their dresses long to honor their bodies. Men ought not to be walking around in their shorts, showing off their physical anatomy. That's wrong. You brothers, gather for camp meetings. The saints ought not to be dressing that way. The women ought not to be dressing in slacks like men. The daughters ought not to be touching the young men and touching one another, the men touching the daughters. That is only for a husband and a wife. We ought not to do the things that the world does. We ought to be separated from her. We are a people of separation. We're not a part of the world. We don't do what the world does. We ought to love Yahweh and to fear Yahweh. Well, Pastor Roberts, you are legalistic. Well, he is legal in his laws. His laws are legal. And there are ramifications when a man defies the laws of Yahweh. You daughters ought to adorn yourselves as coming before the great King of Israel. You sons ought not to be dressing like this punkish world today. You ought to dress like men, men of authority, men of might, and great power. You, daughters of Zion, that Yahweh has brought you to this profound revelation of truth, you ought not to be dressing like this wicked world. You ought not to be wearing slacks like the world. We are in this hour whereby the profound truth of Yahweh is going to be revealed to His house. That is what Yohanan, John, as he was there on the Isle of Patmos, he saw a profound thing transpire. It says in Revelation, the 14th chapter, and verse 1 declares that Yohanan said he looked, or his perception, his spiritual knowledge was open in a profound way, whereby he literally and physically saw this profound thing transpire before his eyes. And he said it was such a humbling experience. He looked, and my, what a mighty thing, lo, he saw a lamb standing on Mount Zion. He saw with him 140 and 4,000, and look at the distinction of these that Yohanan saw there in that profound vision of Patmos. He said, I saw them having Messiah's Father's name written in their foreheads. Now this generation has the anti-Messiah's name written in their foreheads. If the name is against Yahweh, it is an anti-Messiah spirit. You tell men of the origin of the name Jesus, Christ, Christo, Lord, and they are very vehement in their rejection to that truth. My friends and listeners, you can find out anything in this generation. Knowledge is relative easy to ascertain and to acquire. You can find out things. We ought not to have doubt at all. We should not have any doubt as to knowing the specifics as Yahweh has spoken unto the house of Israel. And he saw this profound thing in the midst of this great revelation, those that were marked with the Father's name. Men will tell you that those that reject Messiah, they're going to receive the mark of the beast. And Scripture tells us concerning that mark, the mark or the name of the beast. Yet, men say today that the Father's name is not important. I say to you, my friends, that the name of the Father is important. Religion, with all of their bylaws, they have separated the heart of man. They have thrown down the laws of Yahweh. You take the fourth commandment to remember the Shabbat and keep it pure and clean. Abstain from servile labor of gain for one's flesh, that a man may rest and take comfort in Yahweh. I believe that as Yahweh made the creation, and as He put the moon and the sun in the abodes of the heavens, that the cycle of Yahweh's time has never changed. It has nothing to do with the Greek-Roman months or anything. I simply believe that as He made the moon, He did not start day one from that period. On the first day and on the Shabbat day, He rested. And that is truth. And that is scriptural truth. And so He has imparted that into man as He has imparted His spirit, as He breathed the breath of life into Adam. And he became a man. He became a living, viable soul. And he knew the Father. That is why man today knows. He knows that there is a greater and a mighty power above him. He simply will not acknowledge that. But there is a great power. When Yokohama saw that, he said, and I heard a great voice from the heavens, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of great thunders. And I heard the voice of harps, harping with their harps. And Scripture says, and they sung, as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which are redeemed from the earth. Who are they? These are they which have not defiled themselves with this Catholic whore, this Muslim Jezebel, this harlot of Christianity. That is who they are. Those that have not defiled themselves with this religious perverted spirit of this hour. For they are all virgins. They are pure. They are clean. They are daughters. They are given over unto the things that pertaineth unto Yahweh. A married woman careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. But it's one thing about a virgin, a woman that is unmarried. She careth for the things of Yahweh and how she can please Him. And that is what this pure identity of the house of Yahweh will do. Scripture says, these are they that follow the Lamb, whithersoever He goeth. These were redeemed from among men. They are the first fruit. Do you hear that? As we are the first fruit of the resurrection of Messiah, these are the first fruit unto Yahweh, unto the Lamb, Messiah, Yahshua. These are those that are the first fruit. They are the first ripening. They are the first production of this great truth that was imparted into their hearts. And they will not prostitute it. They will not sell it to be associated with some religious Jezebel. They will not sell this pure truth to be a part or receive this spirit of the world, that they may be a part of the world. Act, walking, talking like the world. They did not do that. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. Listen, my friends. I want to hear from you, my friends and listeners, even those that oppose me. I want to hear from you. I want you to call me. I am simulcasting on two frequencies tonight. What I want you to do is to call me and let me know what frequency you are listening to me on. I need to know that. I am simulcasting on two frequencies at this time, and I want to know what frequency that you are listening to me on. You can call me at area code 843-658-6222. Pick up the telephone, call me and tell me, Pastor Roberts, I'm listening to you on this shortwave frequency. You that will kindly oblige me in that, I will send out a gift to you. It is a booklet entitled, The Heavenly Father's Great Name. You leave your name, address, and zip codes, and I will expeditiously get that booklet out to you. You can call me now. Area code 843-658-6222. You call me now at that telephone number. Tell me what frequency you are listening to me on and the clarity of it. Pastor Roberts will send you out this precious gift and it will bless you immensely. The telephone number is area code 843-658-6222. 2-2. Please call me and let me know what frequency and the clarity of the frequency that you are listening to me on. You can log on to our website. It is www.yahwehsword.org. www.yahwehsword.org. And you can go to the comment section and tell me the frequency that you are listening to me on tonight. And I will send you out that booklet if you do that for me. Our website is www.yahwehsword.org. You will find a page there for comments. You leave your name and address if you desire, and your zip code, and we will send you out a booklet entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name. I will bless you kindly, very thankful, if you that are listening will do that. Don't delay it. Pick up the telephone and call me. Area code 843-658-6222. And tell me, Pastor Roberts, I'm listening to you on this frequency, and the broadcast is coming in quite loud and clear. Will you do that for Pastor Roberts? There are you that listen often to the broadcast, and you never respond. Now, I'm asking you to respond to the broadcast. You can go to the website, www.yahwehsword.org. Go to the comment section and leave a comment as to how the broadcast is coming in and the clarity of the broadcast. If Yahweh bless you to receive nuggets of truth from this broadcast, then do that for Pastor Roberts. It will be certainly appreciated to the highest. And we will bless you in Messiah's wonderful name for that response to the broadcast. It would only take you a few minutes to do that, and we will bless you. Now let us go back to the word of Yahweh and see what Scripture says. Yohanan said he saw those that had received the mark of Yahweh, his name written in their minds, their spirits. Now, what is written today in the minds of the people? My brothers and sisters, take a little time. Don't be slothful. Falling of your hand, a little sleep, a little restlessness, and poverty ensues you. Your mind cannot articulate nor receive the truths of Yahweh, because you are so steeped in your religious emotionalism, you cannot receive truth. It is an amazing thing to see how people read Scripture, and yet there is no profound growth in them at all. I started on this journey some 26, 27 years ago, and I've watched the progression as you always taken me from the faith without much understanding to faith that he reveals the truths and the intricate things of whom he is. It was just a small grain of faith, if it was that. And yet you always open up his truth by revelation, and that is to reveal whom he is with a true purpose in the heart. And the hearts of men, if they truly trust and believe the Father. Those that were not defiled with women, they were virgin. They were not defiled with this religious whore. And everyone that touches her, she's defiled. Every Protestant that touched this Jezebel, they're defiled. They come out of her defilement. That's why they debate whether to ordain homosexuals, ordain women. That ought not to be. And so they must legislate things. Oh yes, they do legislate. Yet they say Yahweh, if a man of Yahweh speaks to confirm the truth of Yahweh, then they will bemoan him as you are a legalistic. And yet they're very legal in their denominations or their denominations. They legalize, they become very legalistic. If you do not do things according to our specs, then you are not walking in the faith. And yet they are men, blind guides, leading the blind, and they are falling into the ditch, my friend. Scripture says in Revelation 14, verse 5, the scripture says, and in their mouths were found no guile, no deceit, subtleties of darkness, no guile. And you find that today, guile, this filth, venomous, vile, insidious spirit that comes out of the mouth, men. It's the power of darkness, the spirit of Shaitan, for they reject the truth of Yahweh. Brothers and sisters, friends, foes, the Father's name is not Jehovah. It is not Lord or God. It is Yahweh. I know men will debate the enunciation of that, but his name is Yahweh. That is the Father's name. And the Son came to assure us of this Yorshak of Yahweh. He came in the Father's name, Yor. Yor, he is the assurance of salvation. He is our hope. That is why he came as a man. That Yahweh will show us his mighty power in the physical body of a man. And that's what he did with Messiah. To bring us before the altar of Yahweh, that we may find that place of pure worship before Yahweh. Well, what is that? We must worship him, first of all, within the leading and the guidance of the Kodosh Ruah, the Holy Spirit of Yahweh. And we must worship him in spirit and truth. Well, what is truth? Well, the laws of Yahweh, they are the truth. And when you do not identify the name of the Father, that is a lie. That is a deception. We are no different than the Hindus. If you call him God, you are no different than this pagan thing that they call Christianity or this pagan Roman Catholicism. You're no different than the Muslims. You're no different than the Hindus that have some 350 million gods. 350 million? Well, America has as many as they do. You have the black god. You have the Caucasian god. You have the Mexican, the Jewish god. You have all kinds of gods. You have the rich god. You have the poor folks god. They all have gods. They all have gods. They worship this vile, evil flesh. They worship the spirit of this vile, evil nation. Pastor Roberts, if you think it's that way, why don't you leave? I know that is what this corrupt world would say. Because no one wants their sins to be revealed. We need to have mouths that have no guile in them. Scripture says that these are without fault before the throne of Yahweh. No fault. He find no fault in them. You think that he's finding fault in this nation? You think he's finding fault in our leaders? Our president said that he has changed his rhetoric. He bombed Babylon because Saddam had conversation with Osama bin Laden. No massive weapons of destruction. Believe me, my friend. He was not a threat to America. Not one bit at all. Because she is a mammoth of a god. And Shaddam was not that big of a fool. He knew better. His missiles could not reach no farther than 130 miles. And so as our president has justified even another lie, we justify our lies. What are you saying, Pastor Roberts? You cannot call the Son Jesus. That is wrong. It is a pagan lie. It is a deceitful lie. Well, Pastor Roberts, you did that in the past. Certainly I did. So that Saul, or Paul, as you would call him, yet you always says to Ananias, you go lay hands on him because he is a chosen vessel, for he must bear my name before the Gentiles, for the heathens, and also the Yordims as well. You are talking about a man that wreaked havoc upon the house of Yahweh, and he was a chosen vessel. Well, certainly we that are called, elect, chosen, and the faithful of Yahweh, we are his chosen. Where there is the very elect and the elect. No, my friend, there is only one election. And when Yahweh makes an election, it is a very sure election. That is the folly of your doctrine that you have learned, and you just repeat those things without studying Scripture. Scripture never says that. In both of those incidents, Messiah says in one place, we are the elect, and the other place, the very elect, the very same circumstance. So how do you differentiate that there's two different people? There's only one. And the very elect of Yahweh, there's no guile in their mouths. And there's no fault with them before the throne of Yahweh. He says in verse 6 of Revelation 14, 6. Yokohara said, I saw another Melech fly in the midst of the heavens, having the everlasting message to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. There's a message that even as this broadcast booms through a portion of the United States of America and perhaps some other parts of different countries, is that this message must be preached unto them that dwell upon the earth, to every nation, to every kindred and tongue and people. Saying what? What is the message? I know there are those that declare that they are proclaiming the message, but Scripture says, saying with a loud voice in verse 7 of Revelation, he said with a loud voice, fear Yahweh. Now understand the rendition of the King James. It will say, fear God. Well, what God are you going to fear? If Yahweh is a God, what is his name? Shaitan said unto Adam and Eve, the day that you disobey Yahweh, is what he says, you will become as God, knowing the difference between good and evil. Now that is what this vile serpent of darkness said unto them. What is a God? You tell me that the God of this earth, the prince of the powers of the air, Shaitan is the same thing that Yahweh is, and Yahweh made him foolish, rubbish. You can classify him with that spell with the small g. How ignorant we are. He's Yahweh. God doesn't express the mighty power of this great creator. Only his name express his infamous power. His might, his strength, his anointing, it is found in that name. And when you hear the name of the Father, Yahweh, it causes something to arise in your soul. That you delight in the profound truth of whom the Father truly is. Say with a loud voice, Revelation 14, 7. First of all, fear Yahweh. Reverence him with great fear. Tremble before the Father. And give honor to him. For the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the foundations of the water. Now is that the message being preached today? That is not the message that is being preached today. It says, first of all, fear Yahweh. And you give honor unto him. Malachi said, as a son honoreth his father, and as a servant his master, if I use that expression. He said, if I then be a father, where is my honor? And yet men do not honor the father. It says, say with a loud voice, fear Yahweh, or King James would say, you that are the King James enthusiasts, you believe that and you don't believe it. Because if you did, then you would know that in the 1611, the Apocrypha was a part of that. Then where is the Apocrypha? Yet there were holy days in there that they declared that they are pagan days. And that is the truth. Pastor Roberts, are you blaspheming Scripture? No, I will never speak against Scripture, but I know the truth. And that is why we need the Spirit of Yahweh. The Kodesh Ruah. Not the spirit of some black religious movement or some Caucasian religious movement. And that's the spirit of those that have become partakers of this Jezebel whore spirit. They go to the Church of God in Christ and they receive that spirit. They go to the Church of God because the Church of the God in Christ, their quote Holy Ghost is different than from the Church of God of Lutherans Holy Ghost. And they all have their different manifestations of their spirit. It is a Holy Ghost, for it is an unclean spirit. You're blaspheming the spirit. I would never blaspheme the Kodosh Ruah, the spirit of Yahweh. No. What men declare is his spirit today, it is not. It is of this rebellious movement of men. That is the spirit. And you have received that spirit, not the spirit of Yahweh. Say with a loud voice, fear Yahweh and give honor to him, for the hour of Yahweh's judgment is come. And we must worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Do you believe that, my friends? It said, worship Yahweh. It said, worship him that made the heavens. I know what the Trinitarians will say. Their doctrine is a deceitful doctrine. I know what the oneness will say. And they are deceived. I know what you, Jesus Christ, only will say. Say, worship him who made the heavens. Yahweh did. Well, Jesus was no, my friend. Messiah is the word made flesh. He was begotten of the Father as we were made. We were made in the image, made in the strength and the similitude of Yahweh. Not this flesh, because this flesh has no similitudes of Yahweh, none whatsoever. It is the fullness or the complete man. Yahweh made him in that image. And we must worship Yahweh, the Father, and acknowledge him. And if we do not do that, then woe unto our souls. We are in trouble with the Father. We will have diverse complications. And that is what we are having today. This is Pastor Roberts. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. We are simulcasting at this hour on different frequencies. I do want to hear from you, our friends, listeners, foes, those that oppose what this man of Yahweh is saying. I bless you for listening. I want to hear from you as to how the frequency that you are listening to me on, the clarity, where you are, that it may give us some understanding as to where this broadcast is reaching. Now, we do need that information, brothers and sisters, friends, enemies. You that would oblige me tonight and give me a call. You can call me at this telephone number and you can dial now. Area code 843-658-6222. 2-2. You call me and leave your telephone number. I'm sorry, you leave your name, address, and your zip code. You do not have to leave your telephone number. I will not call you. I simply want to know where the broadcast is beaming in. You that will do that, I will send you a gift from Pastor Roberts. The book is entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name. You that have understanding or doubt or you always move it upon your heart, this is a vital, important booklet to read. It's very good. You that will call me now, area code 843-658-6222. And tell me, Pastor Roberts, it is coming in clear wherever you are, or even if there is static. I simply want to know the frequency that you're listening to me on, and I will send you out that gift. Or you can log on to our website, www.yourwaysword.org. www.yourwaysword.org. You go there, and we have a section on our homepage that says comment. You can go there and leave your name, address. Please leave your zip code. And tell us where you're listening to us, how the frequency or what frequency you're listening to, and we will send you out that precious gift, the Heavenly Father's great name. We do need to hear from you, our friends and listeners, wherever you are. Brother Dean there in Forreston, Illinois. We bless you, our brother, Pastor Griffin, there in Okeechobee, Florida. We acknowledge you tonight, our brother. May Yahweh bless you and give you great strength, peace of mind. Brother Belfort there in Arkansas, bless you. Tonight, our listeners and friends, brothers, family of faith that desire the truth of Yahweh. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast, simulcasting, broadcasting on different frequencies. We need to know how the frequency is coming in to your area. Call Pastor Roberts, inform us, and we will greatly bless you for that. Area code 843-658-6222. Or log on to our website, www.yourwaysword.org. And go to our comment section, leave your name, address, zip code, and tell us what frequency that you are listening to us on tonight. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We pray and hope that tonight's message was a strength and an inspiration unto your heart. I do want to hear from you, you that will write me. Send a generous gift to support this labor of love, the broadcast, the works of Yahweh, that the message or the sound of His pure name may resonate throughout the heavens. Sit down and write Pastor Roberts a letter. You address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R, S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. You that will write me and send a generous gift, I will send you out a book entitled Come Out of Her, My People, by C.J. Kushner. It is a profound book that will give you great historical understanding of the Father's name and many of the things that have been incorporated in what we call, quote, Christianity, of its pagan origins and things of that nature. You need to have this book. It will richly bless you and will be a great strength unto your understanding of this great name of Yahweh. Or you can log on to our website, www.yourwaysword.org, and you can find the book there. And if you send a generous gift to us to defray the cost and the shipping of the book, we will send that out to you. And the book will certainly bless you. It will be a great inspiration to you. We gather here at Victory Community each Shabbat, each seventh day, at 11 a.m. for our worship service unto Yahweh. You that desire or Yahweh move upon your heart to come and be with us, come. We are located in Jefferson, South Carolina, 50 miles southeast of Charlotte, North Carolina. It is not difficult to find. And if you will go to our website, log on at www.yahwehsword.org, you will find the direction how you may come and be with us in our worship on Shabbat. And our midweek service on Wednesday, Scriptural Truth, at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come. We ask you to dress accordingly. And if you go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org, you will find what we require for the women to dress and how for the men to dress. We are delighted to be with you tonight. This is Pastor Robert sitting in live tonight because I need to hear from you as to what frequency that you're listening to me on. You can call me, area code 843-658-6222. You leave your name, address, and zip code. I will send you a gift. A book entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name. Tell me how clear the frequency is or what frequency you're listening to me on. Or you can log on to our website, www.yahwehsword.org, yahwehsword.org. And we have a comment section. You can leave your name, address, and zip code, and we will send you out the gift as well. We are delighted to be with you tonight, whatever frequency you're listening to us on, wherever you are, whatever state. We bless you, our friends, tonight. We thank you. We bless you all way for the opportunity to speak the words of faith and truth unto you. We pray and hope that they will inspire your heart to press on to do what Yahweh intends for you to do in this hour, and that is above all things to please Him. We bless you for your support, you that have written and sent your offerings. We thank you for that mightily. And do you hear from us again? We say to all of our friends and our listeners, wherever you are, we bless you in the name of Yahshua Messiah. We thank you. We bless you from the house of victory here, Victory Community, where the name of Yahweh is extolled and blessed above all names. We say to you, our friends and listeners, Shalom. May the Shalom of Yahweh fill your heart and the strength of His rich anointing and understanding overpower you in this hour. Shalom in Messiah's mighty name.